Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Billy Vandermeer. And I had a denied debit taken, trying to be taken out of my account. Or I don't know, maybe something was 16 or something. I don't know what it was called.
All right, may I have your zip code so I can locate an account for you, please?
639.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up, man. What was it?
Wait a minute. Let me get you on off the speaker, if I can. Okay, 63369.
What's your first and last name?
Billy Vandermeerden.
All right. Verify your shipping address, please, ma'am, for security purposes on your account.
63369.
Ouch. What was the zip code again? I mean the address. Sorry.
112 Autumn Hill Drive, Old Monroe, Missouri.
All right. Thank you. Just a moment while your account is pulling up, ma'am. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing okay, except I don't know if the charge was, you know, I mean, it was denied. It didn't go through, but I'd like to know what it was for.
Right. As soon as it pulls up, I'll let you know.
Okay, because if I'd ordered something, I wasn't supposed to. I did it on accident. Playing on my phone, you know, it's so easy to do.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And it was weird because I got that denied charge for that amount of money just as I pulled into the bank.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's still buffering. We're in Alabama, ma'am. It's still buffering. I'm waiting for it to pull up. It's just moving really slow. I haven't even pulled up your account yet.
Okay. How's the weather there?
It's hot.
Yeah, it is here too, man. Heat advisories and all that stuff.
Right. Exactly.
I had to get out of it, and I'm just thank God for my AC in my car.
Mm-hmm. I don't see how they deal with it without it.
My grandson doesn't have AC in his car, and he works in a hot factory all day. He said if I had AC, I wouldn't use it anyway. The only time he's in the AC is at night when he sleeps, because when he comes home, he works out in his garden and along the in grandma's flower bed and all that.
Aw. Why does it take so long to pull up?
I don't know.
Still buffering, ma'am. I'm still waiting for it to pull up. Give me just a few more moments.
Well, it's okay, honey. I know how it is. My phone does the same thing. You guys must be really, really busy.
Somewhat. It's a third-party call center. It's,
I understand. And I have patients where some people don't.
Right. Did you have to wait a long time to get through?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Because they said it was a two-minute wait. Hmm. Well, then, longer than a two-minute wait. And it said I could, you know, push three for a callback number. And if you didn't call me that today, it'd be tomorrow. I tell my granddaughter, I'm not hanging up.
Right.
You know.
Don't blame me. What was their zip code again? Let me try and re-put it. It's still buffering. I'm going to try to open up a new
63369.
You said 63369.
Correct. I'm not going to wait about 10 minutes. I mean, that's really not long, but it is when you're sitting there waiting.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I've waited a lot longer on the phone before.
And what was your name?
Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E, Vandermeerden.
Okay. Oh, they're still buffering on that other one. I opened up a new tab, and it went right on through.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Verify your shipping address, please.
112 Autumn Hill Drive, Old Monroe, Missouri, 63369.
Thank you. Okay, it says that you paid shipping and handling, Miss Vandermeeren, of $5.95 to be in a sweepstakes to win some cookware. That was It was a sweepstakes.
Oh, no.
Right, and they charged you the $67.32 because they put you in a monthly membership where they would charge you $67.32 month in exchange for a gift card. I can get it canceled for you. Just a moment.
Please do.
I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready, ma'am.
You what?
I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay, just a second here. Get my person, get an ink pen and a pencil. You want to put it in your phone? Okay, just a second. My granddaughter's going to put it in her notes.
Okay, take your time.
Okay, what is it?
Cancellation number is C, as in cancel, 260-990-278.
Okay. Be generous. Okay, we're ready, hon.
C, as in cancel, 260-990-278. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No. Can you read it back to her? Let my granddaughter read it.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Save it. Okay. She's going to save it for grandma.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
Ma'am, so is it canceled?
It's canceled out. Yes, ma'am. That was your cancellation number.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a good day and stay safe.
You too, hon.
Thank you.
Cool.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.